everybody, and welcome to DC Talk. This is episode number 149 on May the 2nd of 2021. We are one episode away from our 150th episode. Guys, I'm just going to be honest with you, and Carrie probably agrees. We didn't even think we were going to make it past two.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't gonna say it. I didn't want to dash Mike's hopes or anything. But
right.
I mean, considering how often Mike gets fired.
Yes.
It's a bloody miracle we've gotten this far.
Or most people thought Carrie was gonna probably drop kick me by this episode. She hasn't yet.
No,
there's
still
time.
You know I don't resort to violence.
Never.
I will use my powers for good.
So does Jason Todd. And,
no.
Yeah. But that, I am Mike, that is Carrie, and we are excited here to talk about some DC news. We have some that we're just going to kind of fly through. Some may take us a couple minutes to get through. And we've been doing a character profile section. We've kind of renamed it to Gideon's Character Archive. For those who don't know who Gideon is the AI supercomputer that was first seen on Flash. And now
it's still seen on Flash.
And we still see it on Flash, but we see it more prominently on The Legends of Tomorrow. It is the ship. Mm-hmm.
Voiced by Maria Vickern on The Flash, by the way.
Booyah! So that's our new section that we're calling from our character profile, Gideon's Character Archive. And we got an interesting one this time, an interesting character that mm-hmm. myself picked out that I was very shocked at some things that I found. And we will talk about that when we get to it. But before we get to that, we want you to go to randomchatter.com. Because on randomchatter.com, you see all of our other podcast that we are a proud podcast on the Random Chatter Network, and we have a Marvel podcast, we have a Marvel TV podcast, we have Star Wars podcast, we have Random Talking podcast, we have Expanse podcast, we have Martial Arts Pocket. Holy crap, how many podcasts do we have?
We have more podcasts than I can actually listen to.
That's right. And we also have like Mike's Movie Minute, which is like your quick 2-3 minute rundown of what Mike thinks of a movie, which will be coming back for season 3 this week. I'm pretty
excited.
Which is also
a misnomer, because Mike's Movie Minute, as we've often discussed, implies that he only talks for a minute. But we all know it's more like 5.
There were some movies this time around that when I watched, I thought I could really only get about a minute's worth of material, and you could tell those episodes that I stretched get it to about 2.5-3 minutes on purpose.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So
it's still false advertisement.
It is false advertisement.
It's fine. We're all used to it by now.
That's right. And you know, we're used to, hey, if you want to support us, you could do that too. That's great as well. And you get quality bonus content like the one we just finished recording. You get that in your Patreon feed if you're able to donate and be a part and be a member of our network in that capacity. So with mm-hmm. all that being said, up, down, left, right, Carrie, let's head into some Flash news then.
All right, so we're starting off on a bit of a sad note. This is not someone I'm actually familiar with, but I put it in here because it is a DC artist, and because he did work on a couple of titles that I think Mike would be interested in. Jean-Paul Leon, comic book artist for DC. He worked on titles like Static, Earth X, Batman, Creature of the Night. He passed away at the age of 49 over the weekend. He got his start in illustration at 16, working on the Dungeons & Dragons magazines. And he studied under Will Eisner, Walter Simonson, Jack Potter, and he's been, you know, working ever since, and he passed away at the age of 49.
Yeah.
So that's way too
time
young.
To lead man. Way too early.
Way too early.
Young. Yeah.
But yeah, he's worked on Hellblazer, Superman Unchained, X-Men, Static Shock. Well, the Static, which is the
right,
comic
which
that introduced
later became
us to Static Shock.
Right. And that's still today one of my favorite cartoons. I don't know why. I just love Static Shock for some reason.
Which
it's
is
just
part
it's great.
Of the reason why I included it, because I knew you were a big Static Shock fan.
Yes.
So, sir, rest in peace, rest in power. Thank you for all of your work over the few decades that you were with us, and you'll be missed.
You will be remembered for your contributions to what we love most.
Yes. In happier news, DC Fandom is returning in October of 2021.
Boom, boom. Yeah! Boom. I love it. DC Fandom, freaking amazing.
DC Fandom is like the DC Comics like virtual convention. It was awesome. I wonder if they're going to do it over like 3 days, over like a month this time around, or if they're just going to do a weekend, or what's going to happen with that. I guess we'll find out.
I think they're going to go multiple days again, because I think it worked out well last time.
I don't know, because they spaced it out so that, you know, we had the main event, and then they had the rest of it a month later.
Okay.
And I think that having that much time in between kind of...
So you think they're going to condense and do like one day?
I would hope so.
Okay.
Like either like one day, or if they do space it out, maybe only like a week, have a week, like a week or two between instead of a whole month.
Yeah. Well, I don't know exactly what they're going to bring out at DC Fandom. I do think we're going to get stuff like about the Green Lantern series. Mm-hmm. I do hope that I kind of hope they put everything in one day. That way we get all this good stuff in one day. I think there's going to talk about Green Lantern series.
They're probably going to talk about CW stuff.
They're talking about CW stuff. I it would not surprise me if something at DC Fandom has something to do with Snyder.
We live in hope, dude.
We will get into a comment. You know what? Screw it. Let's talk about it now. I will add it right to the end. Carrie, what did WB decide they wanted to do? Warner Bros. Decide they wanted to do this week?
Yeah. So
it kind of goes along a little bit with Fandom.
Yeah, Warner Brothers released a 4K trailer for the Joss Whedon version of Justice League. And they billed it as the one and only Justice League.
So here's Warner Brother looking at the fans and saying, here's a big middle finger. We don't care what worked. And this is how we're going to do it, because this is what we like. And I'm sitting there thinking, you guys are such idiots.
Yeah, that's really going to help.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Good job.
But they do still have time to recant on some things.
They have time to reconsider the error of their ways.
And do something Snyder related at Fandom.
Well, and you know what? I'm thinking we're probably going to get a Black Adam panel of some kind, possibly Shazam. Possibly Batman. Yeah.
I can see Batman, because that's coming out next year.
Yeah. But we'll see.
Yeah. What else is coming out next year, though, besides the Batman? The Flash? All right. I think we'll probably have a Flash panel.
Yeah. We have a couple of news items from that, too, coming up. But before we get to that, Netflix dropped a trailer for the the adaptation of DC Comics' Sweet Tooth. This is not a title I am familiar with from DC Comics.
Me neither.
But it looks kind of interesting.
Let's see.
I know he turned out to not be really a puppy, but he looks kind of like a puppy in the picture of the infant. And he looks so cute.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it was produced by Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, it was.
Ooh, it's got
I kind of buried the lead on that one. Haha.
No, it's fine. I think I don't know anything about Sweet Tooth.
Me neither.
Anytime I think of Sweet Tooth, I think of the ice cream truck on Twisted Metal games.
Okay.
So it is DC Comics. It's from their Black Label. I'm not 100% sure what Sweet Tooth is.
It looks kind of like some kind of adaptation, like like hybrids or like mutants of some kind. But okay. I'm not familiar with the title either, so I don't know.
Yeah. I'll probably watch it and give it a shot. If I don't like it, I don't like it, but I'll give it a shot. I'll give anything DC puts out a shot.
Yeah. Speaking of, in further DC news, actually, I'm gonna go to this one first, because since we're on the subject of Netflix, Lucifer Season 5 Part 2 trailer was released on Friday. I am so there. I am not ready.
How many times did you watch it, Carrie?
I watched it at least twice. I am ready and willing to skip my birthday if it can be, you know, May 28th, like right now.
I didn't watch it because I just don't watch Lucifer.
I know you don't. That's okay.
But I'm glad that you had a trailer for it and you watched it every day, multiple times every day.
I didn't watch it every day, multiple times. I watched it, you know, 2 or 3 times, and that was it.
2 or 3 times. Are you excited though about it?
I'm very excited. Good. Very nervous. The family dinner scene looks like it's going to be interesting. You know, God, Lucifer, Michael, Amenadiel sitting down to eat. What could go wrong, right?
Oh boy, nothing could ever go wrong in that.
Nothing could ever go wrong. Yeah, sure. All right.
When does Jim Carrey come in?
Never.
Didn't he get God's powers at one time?
That's not a DC title, dude.
I know. I'm just picking on you, Carrie.
I know you are. All right. Moving on to something that Mike is also very excited about. Titans Season 3 has added Vincent Kartheiser from Mad Men as the Scarecrow. We already knew we were getting very Gotham heavy this season.
Right.
But
I've never seen Mad Men. I don't know this guy.
He played Angel's son on the fourth season of Angel.
Yeah, I didn't see all of Angel either.
Yeah.
I know. That's Harry's okay. Like, how? That's okay.
How are we friends? I don't
have
know.
This guy but, as my you know. Yes. I want to find out where I know this guy from. He looks familiar. I just don't know where I've seen him from. He was in the movie The Social Dilemma. He was in the Social Dilemma movie.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't either. I need to, though.
Yeah, I should probably watch that at some point.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy. He looks familiar, like I've seen him in something, but I don't know what I've seen him in. So, anyways, okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
What's our next bit of
news? Our next story is Finn Wittrock has been cast as Guy Gardner in the HBO Max Green Lantern series.
Oh, snap.
And he was in American Horror Story. He looks very familiar. I don't know why I recognize him.
Let's see. He appeared in The Big Short. That's right.
He was in The Big Short. I remember seeing him in that. That's why he looks familiar.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen any of those things.
Oh, he was also in Masters of Sex.
Yeah, I never saw that either.
Yeah.
You know, and Guy Gardner is one of those that I thought he was funny.
Oh yeah,
I think he's a great Lantern.
He's hilarious.
He really came about. They said in the 80s, was kind of like the jerk of the league.
and then eventually he for a while he stopped being a Green Lantern. He became Guy Gardner Warrior. And it was really weird, especially if like he was one of those guys. He's one of those guys who drinks heavily. But when he became a warrior, he suddenly couldn't get drunk, and that made him very unhappy. as is prone to do.
Yes, that's really cool though.
Speaking of Green Lantern, the Green Lantern movie is also rumored to still be in the works after the HBO Max series. So, yay.
I think we could see a same type setup as what happened with Disney Plus, where they had Falcon and Winter Soldier, and then right after they announced the Captain mm-hmm. America 4 movie, starring, of course, we know Sam. Yeah. But I think we could see that.
Speaking of Green Lantern, Wayne T. Carr has revealed some pictures of his behind-the-scenes stuff from the Snyder Cut.
Mm-hmm. And I saw these pictures.
These are kind of, I mean, it's just him in a
right.
green, you know, CGI jumpsuit, but, you know, cool.
It'd have been nice to get him. I understand it wasn't enough time, it wasn't the right way to do it.
Yeah. Well, and also WB didn't want to use John Stewart
for some right. reason. I don't know why. I'm cool with John.
I don't know why
either.
I mean, I was cool with them replacing him with Martian Manhunter. I thought that.
Yeah.
Especially considering what Bruce's nightmare was, I was actually kind of thought it was cool that they were, you know, introducing a telepath to the mix yes. and saying, you know what, look, here's someone who knows what is going on in Bruce's head, because we all know Bruce's head is not a good place to be.
No.
And
it's scary.
It is a scary place.
Well, and as cool as it would have been to see him as John Stewart in as Green Lantern, the problem comes is that not every shot or every character is the right fit for that particular right. movie. That doesn't mean that person can't right. come in, but I think like you said, Martian Manhunter was the right person for that moment yeah. over a John Stewart.
Which is not to say that if they had more time, or if they could have retooled more of the movie a bit, that they couldn't have brought a Green Lantern in to, like, say, the final battle or something, but
right.
that would have been weird.
Right, this guy just comes out of nowhere, like, oh, hey, we haven't seen you, like, for 3.5 hours, where'd you come from?
Yeah, suddenly Abed Sur touches down and joins in the fight, and then is mortally wounded, and... Oh, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Or you know, Hal Jordan or John Stewart, whoever's the Green Lantern of Earth at the time, you know, was off planet while, you know, chaos and destruction was happening. Because
right.
you know, because the Green Lanterns are kind of like Captain Marvel in that way. Not, I mean, the Marvel Captain Marvel, you know. Not all the
fake Captain not, Marvel.
Yeah, no. It's not the fake Captain Marvel.
I just can't.
But it's like not every planet of the galaxy has a Justice League, or the beginnings of a Justice League.
Aww. Oh, sorry. I got busy looking at the next bit of news.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So we have a new trailer for DC's Legends of Tomorrow, which premieres tonight, Sunday.
Yes. While
May
we're
2nd.
Talking, it's actually
recording. While we're talking, it's actually on. Yeah. Well, it is for you. I have to wait a couple hours.
That and Batwoman.
Mm-hmm. And Kate Kane is back tonight.
In big the night.
Big night. Big night indeed. So the trailer for Legends of Tomorrow is just as crazy as you yep. would expect it to be.
Yep.
And apparently we're getting a Disney-style animated episode.
This is going to be interesting.
Which is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, I wonder what Gary's going to look like animated.
I don't know.
You know what? Gary animated reminds me of the animated character on Atlantis, the Lost Empire Disney movie, like from way back in the day.
Which one? Not Mole.
Not Mole. The guy with the glasses, the old animated one, the animated movie.
Yeah. But okay, which guy with glasses though? The old guy at the beginning of the movie,
No, that sends them on their. The young guy.
Oh, Milo.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe. I couldn't remember his name.
That's one of my favorite Disney movies, so yeah.
Yeah, hey, look. But yeah. I can see him as but hey, Legends Tomorrow today, Batwoman today. By the way, something I did find out, and I just didn't realize that Black Lightning comes out this week again, and they've only got like 4 episodes left in the whole series. So 4 more weeks.
That's very sad.
It is.
And also considering where they ended this week's episode, I mean, it does feel like they could be wrapping up. It feels like they could be wrapping up badly if things are the way things ended this week.
I think they'll wrap up, but leave them open-ended, because if we get the Painkiller spinoff, it would not surprise me to see some of these characters show up
Agreed.
On Painkiller throughout its run.
Agreed. And since Painkiller's been back, Painkiller and Khalil, because they are two different people.
Yes.
And I love that.
He has the, what's her name?
The Two-Face?
From Doom Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Jane.
Yeah.
So he has a
personalities.
For right now.
I don't know that he's got. I don't know that they're going to give him another one.
We hope not. Oh. Anyways, Legend Tomorrow. It's coming back tonight. Check it out. I'm excited about checking it out tomorrow myself when it's free on CW app.
Yep. Speaking of CW, this one gets Mike excited. CW has set summer dates for Stargirl, Supergirl, Riverdale, and more.
Bring me my Stargirl.
Yep. Stargirl will be starting up on the week of June 23rd, as will Roswell. Yay! Supergirl will be taking a hiatus. I'm not sure when exactly, but when they come back, they'll be coming back on August 11th.
Yeah, they're coming back. No, Supergirl's coming back on August 24th and will run its final 13 episodes, what the article says.
Oh, yeah, August 24th. I was looking at Riverdale.
I'm assuming what's going to happen is when Supergirl goes off here in a couple weeks, we're going to get Superman and Lois.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Until Supergirl comes back.
Supergirl goes off on May 11th and then comes back on August 24th. Superman and Lois, it doesn't... they will be back on May 18th. And...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't seen it confirmed anywhere, but I've heard rumors that there will at least be a Flash crossover with Supergirl at some point this season.
I think there because has to be with Supergirl going off.
Well, with Supergirl going off, and also because, I mean, Barry was the first one that crossed over to Supergirl, so it's kind of fitting that they're...
They're awesome friends.
They're awesome together.
Yes,
and
we need it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it's probably not feasible given all the restrictions, but especially I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. If Supergirl ends up going to, like, the 30th century or something like that, it would be kind of sad if she doesn't get to say goodbye to Clark and Lois.
Yeah. I think we could see a Superman and or a Clark and Lois crossover into Supergirl by the end of the show. I think we have to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how things are in Vancouver, but elsewhere in Canada, I hear things aren't going so well. So we'll just have to see.
Okay.
And things are pretty awesome in California, but I don't know about everywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know about everywhere else either.
Yeah. The CW has given us a first look at Casey Walfall as Naomi. Who is still a character I am not familiar with, but I really love this reproduction of the comic book cover that
they did. That
was really cool. It kind of looks like Chloe's Wall of Weird a bit.
Man, I hope we get a similar kind of thought to that. I think that'd be really cool. So the article kind of gives a little bit of background, Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Brian Bendis and David Walker brought her to life, or David Walker and Campbell brought her to life in 2019. She was born in an alternate universe to parents gifted with abilities, but her world was attacked. She was sent to Prime Earth and raised by a kindly couple in a small northwestern town, i.e. Superman again. as she got older, she discovered she had powers of her own, and for the last 2 years, she's fought along other big-name super DC superheroes. So it sounds like she's going to be... So when we lose Supergirl, we may gain Naomi from a different universe.
Yeah.
Maybe something Supergirl does, Supergirl has to go away, and with that happening, maybe Naomi crosses into Prime Earth. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, there's also going to be the figuring out how Stargirl is going to, merge into Earth Prime too. So
which needs to happen, please.
Yeah, it needs to happen. Well, I mean, we know. We know Jay Garrick is going to be on Stargirl, so we'll see.
I want to see Chester and Cisco and Stargirl interact with one another. I just want to see that three people combination with Chester just mesmerized by the staff. I just want to see this in my life.
Flash is renewed, so we could see that a future date.
Come on, CW. Oh, boy.
All right. So this one is exciting. The Flash set photos have revealed that they are filming at the Batman 89 mansion.
Booyah.
Yes!
Isn't that great?
That is awesome.
I love how we're just going back to these things, man. This is great.
Yes.
I love it.
It's very cool.
Oh, man. We need to get Alexander Knox involved in this Batman somehow.
We already got him in Crisis. So
I know, but it would be nice to see Knox again. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that would be cool. Let's see. Black Adam has cast young rock star Yuli I'm not going to...
Out of Kethu, I guess? Yeah.
I guess.
Sorry, we probably butchered it.
Sorry. In an unknown role, in a secret role, for Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be cool. And speaking of the gods and stuff, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Ross Butler, he played the... elder version of I can't remember the kid's name.
Eugene. Yeah.
So he played the elder version or the Shazammed version of Eugene. Has teased that they're getting new costumes for this movie.
I think that's great.
So, yay.
I love it.
Yes.
Wow, that was a lot of news.
That was a lot of news.
So we flashed through them as quickly as we can.
We did.
There is that. So with that being said, let's go.
Very short profile here.
Our very short Gideon's character archive here.
Yes.
So with the most recent backdoor pilot and him showing up again, I thought I really wanted to investigate Painkiller this week for my choice. And Khalil and Painkiller, and I really wanted to investigate this guy. And what I found kind of was shocking, he first appeared in the Black Lightning Volume 2, Number 2 issue in March of 1995. He was created by Tony Isabella and artist Eddie Newell. And the character dies just two issues later in Black Lightning Volume 2, issue number 4, in May of 1995. So he lasts a whole 2 months and two issues. I was pretty shocked about that.
So,
and you don't see him anymore.
Yeah, so it's nice that the CW is giving him some extra mileage here.
Absolutely. And so really to try to find information about him is really difficult. So here's what I got. As powers and abilities go, what you see on the CW is pretty much what he has. As a metahuman, he has superhuman strength that can induce anesthetization on any part of the human body. He dulls the sense of his victims, poisons them as well. He also is a skilled fighter and has knives on the ends of his dreadlocks, which he uses as additional weapons. He doesn't have that.
Although he has, like, something, like, tied around the front of him that looks like they could be dreadlocks and knives.
That's true. He does carry some big swords, though, on his back.
That too.
So that's really all his powers and abilities. And the only... You know, I have in your most notable DC Comics stories, this is the only one he's in for two issues. He's a high-level mob enforcer. He's hired by the brothers who rule to stop Black Lightning's pursuit of them. Painkiller sets a trap for Black Lightning as well as the cops, a crack house full of teenagers, where he plans to kill Black Lightning and force the cops to open up on the teens. However, Black Lightning's powers provide a level of protection from Painkiller's abilities, and Black Lightning is able to prevent the massacre before battling with Painkiller, a battle that ultimately kills Painkiller.
Mm-hmm. Short and sweet.
Yeah, unfortunately, okay. I wish we got more of him. The only time he's ever appeared in media is played by Jordan Calloway in Black Lightning, and with the potential spinoff of the show Painkiller from Black Lightning. But that's it. There is literally nothing else on Painkiller. I searched everywhere. But two issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, I was kind of disappointed.
I mean, consider how many obscure characters James Gunn is pulling out for the new Suicide Squad movie. I'm kind of glad that we're getting some mileage out of obscure characters everywhere, and not just in, like, one movie or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, speaking of his Suicide Squad, since it's coming out, you know, this year, we probably wouldn't be hurt us to do a character archive on a couple of those members in that group, so we kind of know where they come from.
Yeah, yeah.
Painkiller, I was very shocked that it only lasted two episodes, I thought, or two issues. I really thought he was going to come longer and have more to sift through, but I really am glad, kind of like what you said, that CW is giving him his moment and giving him some more extra time and really expounding on the character. Yeah. And hopefully
and
we'll
they
get
haven't
more comics.
Yet.
That's right. And hopefully we'll get more comics based on this version of Khalil / Painkiller that can be written based on his character from the CW.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So, all right. In our last bit, we have the Watchtower, Carrie.
Oh, yes. So we are watching this week Superman versus the Elite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stepping all over you on this because you already did the character profile. I'm figuring.
Go for it.
Okay. Superman learns that there is a new superhero team around, the Elite. They quickly prove themselves a team of extraordinary power guided by a confident sense of direct practicality. As their popularity grows, Superman finds that they outshine him with disquieting methods that grow more ruthless by the day. Even as the public appears to approve of their sneering dismissal of the Man of Steel's sense of moral restraint. However, Lois Lane digs into the truth of the Elite, the secrets discovered combined with the team's escalating arrogance to create a menace determined to destroy Superman for their own power. Against that, Superman will have to resort to a disturbingly unorthodox solution to defeat them with a new perspective they cannot ignore.
Yeah.
So the UN should be careful what it asks for. They might get it.
Yeah.
Because right off the bat, they wanted to know why Superman didn't kill what's his name, and because Superman could have, and Superman doesn't kill. except when he does. But that's a subject for a different show.
Yeah. So about this, generally speaking, I wasn't a huge fan of this movie. Not that it was bad. It just was like, okay, I get it. It's kind of off base from what we normally see. Atomic Skull. But I do like the portrayal of Superman. That of course, you know, he's the goody goody two shoes Superman in this one that I'm not a huge fan of, but I like the way they kind of unleashed him. It kind of gave you a view at the end of what he could be like if he wanted to be just let it all go on people. Yeah. And they kind of gave you that taste.
They gave you that taste, and then it's like, oh, he's acting. He's been taking some lessons from Bruce there.
Yeah, but it was interesting, and it does interest me that I know they're self-contained stories, but it always does interest me that you have things like this going on, yet you don't see any of the other Justice League members.
Well, they did mention Martian Manhunter this time around.
Yes, they did mention him, but you don't see any of them.
That's true.
So
I did love the cartoon within the cartoon movie.
That was so funny.
And Lois's reaction to it.
Oh my god. That was so good. That cartoon was so terrible.
It was so terrible. And even Lois like, this is terrible. Are you sure you needed to agree to this? And like,
It was so terrible. It was like watching a bad version of Teen Titans Go.
Okay.
But it was so funny to see that cartoon within that cartoon.
Okay. This was not in my notes, but since we were on the subject of the Atomic Skull, I mean, if you can't kill someone and they need to release their energy somehow, I kind of like this idea of using a villain to power, you know, the electric grid.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have to do something with all that energy, they might as well use it to, you know, do something worthwhile.
Well, I kept waiting for something to happen to that guy. Like after he inhaled all this energy, I'm like, something's gonna happen, because this is a lot of negative energy he's taking in.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing did. Is this the only time we ever really see Atomic Skull?
That I'm aware of, yeah. I don't remember seeing him ever.
So what's generally his power then? He just kind of touches people and they just, you know, dissolve into dust?
I don't even know. I've never... That's not...
Guess what we're Googling live on the podcast? Atomic Skull and his powers.
Because that's how we roll.
That's right.
How we roll. Deliver powerful energy bolts from a... all it says is that he delivers energy bolts.
That doesn't help.
And he has the head of a skull of the skull. He's the head of a skull of the skull organization. He's a brilliant scientist. Doesn't say anything about draining people of energy. It just says that he blasts atomic energy.
Right. So he just says that, like, energy projection.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
No offense to Robin Atkin Downs. He is awesome. One of my favorite things of the last season of Babylon 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I really preferred David Ajala as Manchester Black.
You know, David Ajala, I thought was the best Manchester Black that Supergirl could have ever chosen.
Yes. Agreed. And I mean, aside from the fact that Manchester Black is dead in the CW verse. Is he? I don't know, but I mean he David Ajala is kind of on Star Trek Discovery now, so I don't know if they will be able to get him back.
We have had Crisis, so I mean all these Earths kind of combined. We could get another version of him from another Earth.
Maybe.
So what did you think about this group though? About this villain group?
it was definitely interesting. I'm kind of glad we saw most of them in Supergirl last year. I think it was last year.
Who did we... We didn't see all these in Supergirl, did we?
We saw Menagerie. We saw the Hat. We saw Manchester.
The only one
we didn't see, I think, is the one with the chains, Coldcast. I think it's Coldcast.
I've never heard of Coldcast until then. We did see the Hat. We never saw Coldcast.
We basically got all of the Elite in, I think it was last season of Supergirl or the season before. We just didn't get them as a team, which is probably a good thing, considering.
So, here's an interesting thing. It says here he's a hero, Coldcast.
Well, it also, I mean, Manchester Black was kind of a hero until he wasn't.
Right. But his main power is electromagnetism.
Okay.
He could do force bolts, force fields, and electromagnetic levitation.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of like what you see Static Shock, but Static Shock's cooler. Sorry, guys.
This is maybe, you know, a get off my lawn type moment here. I've been reading and watching comic book stuff too long, but I really love that this movie takes place in a timeline where Lois already knows Superman's identity.
I agree.
And like I said, maybe this is a symptom of reading too many comics in the 90s, when basically from like 1990 until they reset the timeline in DC, that entire period, Lois not only knew who Superman was, they got married in 97, I think. And I know that like back in like 2015, she had to rediscover who Superman was. Like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I get that we reset the timeline, but did we have to reset all of it?
Yeah,
I guess. But so I am mostly done with stories where Superman has to do XYZ and keep Lois from finding out the full truth. It's kind of like in my notes here, but it's kind of like the Superman, Batman, Spider-Man origins, etc. That whole concept has kind of been done to death. And if you haven't seen that, you can go watch Superman 2, Man of Steel, Lois and Clark, Smallville.
Right. I mean the
DC animated universe.
And I mean, here's the thing. I agree with you. I like the fact that these people already know who they are. I do agree. I'm so tired of seeing like origin stories. But it says even people who aren't comic fans know. Oh, Batman. Oh yeah, that's Bruce. Didn't his parents get shot in an alley? I mean, they know Spider-Man. Oh yeah, he got bit by a spider that had powers.
Yeah.
So people know these. Even normal people that aren't all involved in this stuff like we are know these things. So I think that's really interesting that you mentioned that, because I believe that is what Robert Pattinson's Batman's going to be. Is they're not even going to do really an origin. They're just going to jump right in his first year as Batman. Good.
Or second year as Batman.
Right. Now there may be like a flashback scene, kind of like we had in Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was a great way to tell the origin of Batman that way.
Mm-hmm.
With Christopher Nolan's version of it.
Even Batman 89, that's all we really got was just the flashback.
Right. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I don't need a whole movie dedicated to how that person came to be.
Yeah. Yeah. We've kind of done that to death, and it's kind of time to move on. Let's work on origin stories for people that we haven't seen the origin of like 50,000 times. Like I know about the origin of Hal Jordan, but maybe not everyone does, because
exactly
no one really talks no one because we haven't seen Hal Jordan on screen as much quite as much.
Right.
I know the origin of Kyle Rayner, which is another Green Lantern. Other people might not know that.
Yeah, I don't know the origin of Kyle Rayner. You know, since we're talking about Green Lanterns and that kind of thing.
Maybe I should do Kyle. I love Kyle.
I want to know the origin of Jessica Cruz.
Okay, yeah. Me too.
Because I really liked her when, what was it, Justice League versus the Fatal Five or something like that, yeah. When she took from it. I really loved that movie. I thought she was mm-hmm. a phenomenal Green Lantern. And that was really what kicked me off. Like, I want to know more about this girl that's the Green Lantern. I think she's great.
And this is a Green Lantern who was introduced after I stopped reading the comics. So, like, yeah, give me more information about her. Give me more information about people like Luke Fox, of Kate Kane.
Right.
Yeah, Selina Kyle has been kind of done to... Her origin kind of changes on a bit, but not that really that much.
Right.
We know, well, the Joker is nebulous.
Don't give us a Joker origin story.
Don't give us a Joker story.
We want that to be a mystery.
Don't give us a Joker origin. We got the kind of sort of Joker origin with Joker, with Joaquin Phoenix, even though I'm not sure that's the actual Joker. And we got the Gotham Joker. That's
right.
We've got so many different versions of how Joker could have been. That is a completely different kettle of fish.
But characters we don't know.
Yeah, let's give us some origins for characters we don't know.
I agree. All right. Here we go then. Is there anything else on the Watchtower?
No. Did you have anything else on Superman versus the Elite? I know I talked a lot.
No, it's fine. You kind of had my ideas down too. I haven't been taking notes like I need to lately. but it was good. It was okay. My main thing is I really liked how they kind of let Superman loose, even though it was kind of an act.
I also like the punk rock opening to it. He's like, come on, we knew Manchester Black was British. We didn't. We kind of just leaned into that a bit.
Yeah, I thought that part was funny myself. Yeah. So, yeah. Our next movie though is it's a two-parter because it says
part. I thought we were doing Batman Gotham Knight.
Okay, so we're not doing Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part 1. We are going to do Batman Gotham Knight. We kind of missed it. It was a 2008 film. Mm-hmm. Carrie very strongly reminded me that I missed this movie. So we are going to watch...
I did fire him.
She did fire me, but I came back just because I can.
Mm-hmm. Because you can.
But we are going to do Batman Gotham Knight from 2008. Next week on the Watchtower, and Carrie will find our Gideon's character archive for next week on who we're going to talk about, and we'll go from there. So, is there anything else, Carrie?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right. Well, again, you can check all of our stuff out on randomchatter.com. We are a proud podcast on the Random Chatter Network. I said it twice in one episode, Carrie.
Yay! He remembered.
And if you do want to find me on Twitter, you can, but most time I'm just hashtagging Restore the Snyderverse now, just because I can. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep doing it until DC fandom. Of course, I did call out Warner Brothers the other day after they announced their Joss Whedon 4K trailer. That was great.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, and Carrie, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at KerryBlackfire42. That's KeriBlackfire42. Did you actually give us your Twitter handle, or did you completely skip over that part?
So I'm at the DC Mike on Twitter, so check that out. And other than that, thank you guys so much. This has been DC Talk episode 149. Next week, episode 150. We look forward to talking to you. We'll see you next time on DC Talk.
Bye.